Cristo.
Amém.
That we may truly become the sons that God you are preparing and looking for.
Wana ambao Mungu unawaandaa.
We thank you for your servants that are going to stand on this pulpit.
Asante kwa watumishi wako ambao watasimama hapa madhabahuni.
And everyone that they shall speak, my Father, may it not fall on the ground.
Na kila neno watakalotunenea lisianguke kwa mchanga.
But let it fall in the fertile parts of our hearts.
Lakini lisaidie lianguke katika maeneo ya mioyo yetu ambayo ina udongo mnono.
That it can conform us into the image of Christ.
Ili itubadilishe tuwe na sura ya Kristo.
We thank you for beginning with us.
Tukushukuru kuanza nasi.
And we thank you for finishing with us.
Hata kwa kumalizia nasi tunasema asante.
May the glory and honor be yours.
Heshima na utukufu ni zako.
In Jesus' name.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe this morning we
najua tumekuwa na muda mzuri wa kuomba na kuabudu.
So let's go into the word.
Wacha tuingie kwa neno.
And then after that we'll have a break.
Na baadaye tutakuwa na kipindi cha kupumzika kidogo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, what do I use? That one?
Yes.
Okay. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
It's a beautiful morning. And we thank God for another opportunity to be in His presence. Hallelujah. The Lord says, where two or three gather together in His name, that He's there in the midst of them. Hallelujah. So the Lord is here. Hallelujah. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. So we're going to drink this morning of the river of life. We are going to eat this morning of the tree of life. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
The Lord has been putting a burden in our hearts about man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesterday we began to talk in this direction, that God wants us to know who we are. Hallelujah. If we understand who we are, we'll also understand why God is interested in us. And why the devil is also interested in us. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday our brother was talking about an unclean spirit going out of a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he says, let me return back to my house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil is laying a claim on this man. He is saying, this is my house. Hallelujah. And God is saying, this is my house. Hallelujah. So both spirits want this house. Hallelujah. Who will occupy this house? Praise the name of the Lord. I trust that the Lord will open our understanding this morning. Hallelujah. Let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 8. Hallelujah. Psalm 8. Hallelujah. Can you read the whole of chapter 8?
Okay, the Psalm number 1.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
The psalmist was asking a very important question. Something had been bothering his heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was considering how little man is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother was talking about being in an airplane. Up in the sky, and then looking down, I mean, seeing how vast the heavens are and how little man is. Hallelujah. And how big God is. And then he was wondering, what is man that God is paying so much attention to? I mean, how little I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says that you give him so much attention. You watch over him every morning. Every step he takes, you know. One hair falls from his head, you know. He said there must be something about this man that we have not yet understood. Hallelujah. Why would God take so much interest in you that he will come down and suffer so much for someone who is not even interested in him? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God came and looked for a man, Abraham. And said, Abraham, I want to be your friend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to know you. And I want you to know me. I want us to be friends. Let's make an agreement. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is this man? There must be a mystery somewhere. There must be something in this man. Hallelujah. That makes God very much interested in him. And even the devil is also interested in this man. Hallelujah. When we begin to understand what is man, it will help us to order our lives. Hallelujah. I've seen people use their bodies carelessly because they don't understand what this thing is. Hallelujah. I've seen people even terminate their own lives. They don't understand what that life is. Hallelujah. I've seen people abuse other people. Hallelujah. On the television yesterday, you know, they were talking about, you know, rape of young little girls. People do that because they don't know what they are doing. Hallelujah. But when God begins to bring us an understanding of who we are, we will handle ourselves much more carefully. You will treat this body with a little more respect. You will become very careful what you allow to go into your system, what you allow your eyes to see, what you allow your mouth to speak, who you allow access to your body. You become very careful. Hallelujah.
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 It's very important that we know. Somewhere Paul was writing, he says, you are not your own. You were purchased with a price. That for this reason, you must glorify God in your body and glorify God in your inner man, because all belong to God. Hallelujah. God gave you a body. He gave you a spirit. And there is a divine purpose behind that. The Bible says the body is not for fornication. The body is for the Lord. For what purpose? And he says that the Lord is also for the body. That's a great mystery. That the Lord is for this body. The body is not only for the Lord, the Lord also is for this body. That is great. So as we go into the world this morning, my prayer is that the Lord will open our hearts to catch something today that will change the way you see yourself. When you are walking along the road, you will have an idea of what is moving on that road. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something very great is walking on the road. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The host of heaven is walking on the road. Not just this thing that you see, but the invisible forces and beings that are walking. Hallelujah. It will change everything about us. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, God said something very interesting. After God had made the heavens and the earth and created, you know, the animals and the birds, the fishes in the sea and the trees. Hallelujah. When he had made everything, he now came to the crowning point of his creation. And he said, let us make man. Hallelujah. Now, over the years, theologians have argued He said, when God said, let us make man.
See,
who was he talking to? Hallelujah. People have various, you know, ideas. But one time I began to speak to the Lord. Hallelujah. And said, who are you talking to? He told me something very, very startling. He says, I was talking to you. Hallelujah. Now, let me explain that so that you will understand. The process of making man is a very long process. What you see in Genesis was just the beginning. Hallelujah. The end is still yet to come. So that process of making man is a partnership between you and God. Hallelujah. God says, you and me, let's make this man together. He says, we are co-laborers with God in building the house of God. And you are the house of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us make man in our own image. Hallelujah. You are involved in this business of making man. Hallelujah. You see, God declares the end from the beginning. When God speaks, he speaks the end. He calls you what you are going to be tomorrow. He calls the things that be not as though they were. So God calls you Zion. God calls you Zion. You know what Zion is? The Bible says Zion is the perfection of beauty. Hallelujah. The perfection of beauty. Beauty in its perfect stage. That's what you are going to become if you decide to build with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He calls you what you are going to be. Hallelujah. Even though right now you are something else, but God says you are the perfection of beauty. And if we come into a place of agreement with God, you will become what God says you are. So it's not your beginning that matters. If you begin to walk with God, God has an end for you. He says, though your beginning was very small, if you continue to walk with him, your later end shall be very great. Hallelujah. That is God. So you notice that God began to create in stages. Hallelujah. Said God said in the heavens, God in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And the earth was without form and void. The earth was without form and void. Hallelujah. That Hebrew word translated was is the Hebrew word haya. Better, it should be better translated became. He said Lot's wife became a pillar of salt. Hallelujah. Now let's put the picture in a form we can understand. You are the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Yesterday we began to speak about that. And we're going to talk a little more about it. When God made man, he molded one part from the earth. He brought that part from the heavens and put them together. Hallelujah. So in man, you have the heavens, you have the earth. But something went wrong somewhere. And this creation became without form and void. Hallelujah. Became without form, it lost form. It lost shape. It was disfigured. Like in Jeremiah, it said that the potter was making a vessel. He said that the vessel was spoiled in the potter's hands. But it was still in the potter's hand. The potter had not lost control. Hallelujah. The potter began to remove the vessel. To make a new vessel out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the earth became without form and void. Said there was darkness upon the face of the deep. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of God came into the situation. Hallelujah. And began to brood. Hallelujah. Over the face of the deep. That deep speaks about your soul. Hallelujah. And God said, let there be light. Hallelujah. Let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, hallelujah, God began to speak. He said, God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Has now shined in our hearts to give us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Who is this light? He said, this is the true light that lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. But God was not finished yet. This light was mixed with darkness. Hallelujah. And God said, let the light be separated from the darkness. We are in the process in our lives today where God is separating light from darkness. God is separating light from darkness in my life. God is also separating light from darkness in the church. He said, light and darkness have nothing in common. Hallelujah. He said, come out of her and be separate. And touch not the unclean thing. Hallelujah. When God finished separating light from darkness, he called them by their names. The light he called day. Darkness he called night. So day is a people. Night is a people. Light is a nature. And darkness is a nature. You see, we are the children of the day. We are not of the night. Hallelujah. So God is separating light from darkness. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, darkness will stand on one side and light will stand on one side. Praise the name of the Lord. The process of creation continues. until the sixth day. Hallelujah. We are in the sixth day. Hallelujah. In the 6,000 years of creation. Peter tells us that one day is like 1,000 years. Hallelujah. The program of God, you know, is in times and seasons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the sixth day, God did something very peculiar. In the morning of the sixth day, He created the beasts. Note that He created the beasts. But in the evening of the sixth day, He made the man. And when God made the man, God's program was concluded. And God entered into His rest. Hallelujah. Today we see the beast walking around. We see wickedness in humanity. We see evil coming forth. Man's personality is undergoing a change. Wickedness is manifesting in man. We are coming towards the evening time. Yesterday we were speaking about the time of the evening sacrifice. God is about to bring forth His man. Not just any kind of man, but man in His image. God will have man in His image. Whether people believe it or not, whether the church agrees or not, God will have a people that look like Him. This is the church that Jesus is coming for. Adam saw her. He said, "This one looks like me. This one is my wife." Hallelujah. The church that Jesus is coming for must share His nature, must look like Him. Hallelujah. And this is the man that God is making. This is why God is speaking to you like this today. Hallelujah. A people must stand and begin to agree with God. Hallelujah. That, and understand that God's business is not all about organization. It's not all about buildings. It's about this temple. To prepare a temple that will receive His glory. To prepare a bride that will look like Him. Hallelujah. God is about to make man. Hallelujah. And when this man comes forth, God will enter into His rest. We talk about the rest of God, the 1,000 years of His millennial reign. But that rest will not come until God has a people that look like Him. That is what is in the heart of God. He said, "Let us make man." I want to assure you that when God wants to do a thing, nothing can stop Him. He said, "I will do that which I please." He says, "My counsel will stand." He said, "No man can hinder it. No man can say, 'What are you doing?'" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We must come to agree with God. If you agree with God, that I can be like God. Hallelujah. He said, to have a people who will be conformed to the image of His Son. Hallelujah. He said, He will all come unto a perfect man. That is the destination of the church. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I didn't say that, God said it. Hallelujah. I have to agree with God. In our minds, we have been taught that sin is so powerful, that the devil is so powerful, that the blood of Jesus cannot overcome it. We have all believed it. We walk like that. But the Bible said that where sin abounded, see that grace much more abounds. Whatever sin has done to man, hallelujah, the grace of God is able to undo. We must believe it. This is the power of the gospel. This gospel that we hear is the power of God unto salvation to every man that believes. Hallelujah. You have to believe it. When God says a thing, if you believe it, that word begins to work in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, having understood this, we can go and look at this man again. God said, let us make man in our own image. What is the image of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is the image of God? How does God look like? Have you ever seen him before? Does he have ears like me? Does he have eyes like me? Is he dark or fair? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Hallelujah. He begins to talk about Jesus. There are, Jesus is the express image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, no man has seen the Father at any time. But the Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed the Father. Now the word, the Greek word translated express image, is a Greek word called character. Hallelujah. That term express image is a Greek word character. It says that the Son is the character of the invisible God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the image of God is God's character, God's personality, God's nature. Hallelujah. God says, I want to make a man who will think like me, who will speak like me, who will feel like me, who will love the thing that I love. Hallelujah. So that I can be friends with the man. When we talk, we like the same things. We reason alike. God was desiring fellowship when he made man. He had to make a man. You know, when you're friends with somebody, you're somebody who likes the things you like, isn't it? If you like to drink tea, you become friends with somebody who likes to drink tea, so that you can drink tea together and enjoy yourself. When God was making man, he was making a friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us make man in our image, in our character, my personality, somebody who desires the same thing with me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what is in the heart of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whenever God meets a man to relate with a man, he begins to share his heart with that person. He says, you are my friend, because I tell you what I'm doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot be a friend with God. God must unfold his heart to you, so that you can walk together and be doing the same thing. Jesus said, I walk. He said, my father walks and I walk too. We are doing the same thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, have you understood that? We move again. So when God made man, we said earlier that he went to the dust of the earth. He went to the dust of the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And began to mold. There was a reason for this. Hallelujah. There was a reason. You see, the first beings that God made, the angels, he made them from something in the heavens. We don't know what it was. Hallelujah. But these beings became proud. Hallelujah. They said, this glory, it's my glory. You know, just like Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah. He said, I must be wonderful. And God judged them. Hallelujah. And raised up man for his own glory. So God decided to make man. He went to the dust of the earth, the very lowest realm, and began to mold the man. Now, making man from the dust had certain implications. He put certain limitations on man. But God did it deliberately. Now, one of the reasons why he did that, hallelujah, you know, the Bible says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So that the excellency of the power might be of God. Hallelujah. So when you see a lump of clay walking in the spirit, you know that there's a God in heaven. Hallelujah. That it is not me. We have weaknesses in our bodies. But in these weaknesses, God is demonstrating his strength. Hallelujah. So God did that for his own glory. And he did it secondly to teach the devil a lesson. God says, with this lump of clay, I'm going to embarrass you. Hallelujah. The devil said, this thing. And God says, with this thing, I will teach you a lesson. With this lump, I will put you to shame. Hallelujah. He said that the church will teach principalities and powers a lesson. Praise the name of the Lord. So, this body is very important. Now, this body is the house that would house every other part of man. It must be treated carefully. If this body breaks down, the soul and the spirit, hallelujah, will have no house. They will have to depart. So you must take care of your body. You must handle it with care. You must eat good food. Hallelujah. You must take good care. Don't overstretch the body. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So with this body that God gave man, man will relate to the natural environment. Hallelujah. You walk in this realm. You eat food because you have a body. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now when God finished molding this body, it was lying on the ground. It looked like man. Something was wrong somewhere. Hallelujah. The man could not move. He could not speak. He had no life. Hallelujah. And so God went into the heavens and brought something from the heavens. Hallelujah. And put into the man. Hallelujah. And so something from the heavens and something from the earth came together and became man. Hallelujah. Now, by the act of the Spirit coming in contact with the body, a third part of man came into being. His soul. Hallelujah. Now the soul is actually the man. Hallelujah. He anchors the heavens and the earth together. Hallelujah. With his soul, man is to reach into the heavens and draw life from God. And then he used this body to express that life. So that's why I can stand here and speak with my physical body, but I'm connecting from the heavens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. When the heavens touch the earth, things begin to happen upon the earth. That was God's plan for man. In man, the heavens and the earth were linked together. There was a marriage union. Hallelujah. There was a marriage. Even this physical earth, when it was created, was sustained by the heavens. Hallelujah. The Bible says there was a river that flowed and watered the earth. Hallelujah. However, when man rebelled against God, hallelujah, the heavens vacated. Hallelujah. Without that life, the earth began to decay. It became a wilderness. It became a desolation. It dried up. It could not bring forth life again. Hallelujah. God says he will restore the earth again. He tells us in Isaiah that the desert waters will begin to flow in the desert again. Streams will begin to flow in the desert. That rivers will flow in the dry places again. He said the desert will begin to spring up again and bring forth life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God, hallelujah, breathed into man. So the spirit part of man, hallelujah, is like a radio. Amen. You know, if you know something about radios, you have radio transmitters and radio receivers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your spirit is like a radio receiver and a transmitter. It enables you to communicate with the realm of the spirit. It enables you to receive from that realm. Hallelujah. Without your spirit, you are disconnected from the heavens. Hallelujah. You have no access to the heavens. Hallelujah. So, but when man sins, the spirit went dead. It was still there, but it was non-functional. It's like a radio when you have removed the battery. The radio is still there, but it cannot function anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when that happened, the soul got into trouble. Hallelujah. Because the soul was designed to receive from the spirit. Hallelujah. If you look through the scriptures, when the soul is used, mentioned in the scriptures, It is used in a feminine gender. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, my soul makes her boast in the Lord. Are we together? When the spirit is mentioned, it is used in a masculine gender. Hallelujah. The plan of God is that the spirit and the soul should be in a form of marriage. Hallelujah. The spirit is a giver, and the soul is a receiver. The spirit is like a husband, and the soul is like the wife. Hallelujah. Sometimes when the soul is mentioned, it's called my darling. David said, rescue my darling from the power of the sword. Psalm 22, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? Praise the name of the Lord. However, when man sinned and the spirit went dead, the soul became confused. Hallelujah. The soul became confused. The soul went into darkness. Hallelujah. It could no longer get direction from the spirit. Because the spirit actually was getting direction from God's spirit. The Bible said that the spirit of God bears witness with our own spirit. That we are the sons of God. And the spirit transfers this assurance to the soul. And so we are confident. We have assurance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so this was a problem the soul had. Now let's talk a little about this soul. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul is made up of four parts. That you can confirm even from the psychologists and the sociologists and all that. That is the mark of personality. Hallelujah. In theology, when we say that the Holy Spirit is a person, hallelujah, we say that because the Holy Spirit has mind. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has feelings. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has desire. Hallelujah. It said that the Spirit within us lusted to envy. And the Holy Spirit has a will. That is a mark of a personality. Hallelujah. Our personality is in our soul. That is the place where we have our self-consciousness. Your soul makes you different from the other person. Hallelujah. You like certain things, this person doesn't like those things. You think in this way, this other person thinks in that way. You can even have two persons who are identical twins. They look alike physically, but their difference is where? In their personality, in their soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, when the spirit was cut off, darkness came into the soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Darkness came into the soul. For the first time, fear came into the soul. Adam, that used to be very comfortable with God, heard the presence of God, and he began to run away. Something had gone wrong somewhere.
tokea la makosa.
Hallelujah. The soul began to drift towards darkness.
Nayo nafsi ikaanza kuelekea giza.
And the soul hated light.
Na nafsi ikachukia nuru.
Jesus said, "This is the condemnation."
Na Yesu akasema, "Huu ni mchanganyiko."
The light is coming to the world.
Kama nuru ije kwa ulimwengu.
But men hated the light.
Yes.
Na watu walichukia nuru.
Because their deeds were evil.
Kwa sababu matendo yao yalikuwa maovu.
He said, "Adam, where are you?"
Akauliza Adam, "Uko wapi?"
And Adam said, "I heard your voice and I was afraid. And I went and hid myself." Why are you afraid? Have you eaten of the tree I said you should not eat? Something had gone wrong with the fellowship. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, like I said, the soul is made up of four parts. In Ezekiel chapter 1, hallelujah, we see those four living creatures. And you see those creatures connected with the throne of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we have your mind, we have your emotions, you have your will, and you have your desire. Now, this is how you express your personality. Hallelujah. That is how you express your being, how you express your life. The way you think, the way you feel. Hallelujah. The things you like. Hallelujah. And then the choices you make. Praise the name of the Lord. So yesterday we said that the mind is represented by the ego, like a bird that can soar anywhere. Hallelujah. That's a prophetic representation of your mind. When we talk about emotions, the picture there is of a lion that can tear, hallelujah, and devour. You have things like anger, malice, jealousy, and all that. Then we also talked about the will, represented by the ox. The very strong animal and can be very stubborn at times. You can try bringing an ox to the place of sacrifice, and the ox is saying, "I'm not going. I will not." Hallelujah. That is the will of man. Can be very strong, can be very stubborn. And then we say that the desire is presented by the face of a man. Hallelujah. And we say that man is the only creature God has made that wants darkness and light at the same time. He wants heaven and hell at the same time. In fact, at a point, doesn't even know what it wants. You have your wife, you want another woman again. You have a green house. When you see a red house, you say, "I think it's red now, I want." That is the face of a man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, God said something very, very peculiar when he said, "Let us make man." Hallelujah. And I want us to listen very carefully. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. He says, "Let us make man." And he says, "Let them have dominion." He mentioned four things. Let them have dominion over the birds of the air, over the beasts of the field, over the creeping things that creep on the earth, and over the fishes of the sea.
Na pia pia wale samaki wa majini.
Say, let them have dominion over them. You would ask yourself, did God make man to be a hunter? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What was God talking about? Praise the name of the Lord. Well, God made man to be an overcomer. There were things to be overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when God put man in the garden, He gave him two commissions over that garden. The first one was to dress the garden. Hallelujah. It means to till the garden, to cultivate it, so that good trees would, fruit would grow from that garden. The second commission was to keep the garden. Means to guard the garden, to secure the garden, to defend the garden, so that no intruder will come in. Hallelujah. Now I want to tell you something interesting. That garden you see there was both a physical garden and a spiritual garden. The spiritual garden was man's, the soul of man. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to explain that to you. The Bible says that God caused a river to come from Eden to water that garden. And when it entered the garden, that river parted into four heads. One was watering the mind. One was watering the desire. One was watering the emotion. One was watering the will. Hallelujah. That river is the life of God. That river is the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Influencing. Ministering. Directing. The soul of man. So you had a man that was receiving life from God and was expressing that life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, you see that same river. But this time the picture is a bit clearer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, that river came forth from the throne of God. Where is the throne of God? Hallelujah. Here. The river came forth from our spirit. Hallelujah. From the spirit of God into our spirit. Flowing to our soul. So you have spirit controlled temperaments. Spirit directed thoughts. Hallelujah. A will submitted unto God's spirit. This is a life that God has called us to live. He says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. What controls your mind? What controls your mind? What controls your thoughts? What is it that dominates your personality? Hallelujah. We live in an environment when different things control people. You know, a short while before the elections in Kenya, the last elections, we were in Kenya. Hallelujah. And we spoke a word to the church from the Lord. So the people of God. And we say, this is what the Lord is saying. Stay away from politics. Hallelujah. And that God wants to judge tribal spirits. tribal spirits, customs and traditions. It was very clear. He said, God does not see you as a Kikuyu or Luo or whatever tribe again. You know, and some people may receive, some people may not receive. But when the crisis came, we saw churches split along tribal lines. Hallelujah. So somebody who broke bread with you, shared fellowship with you, you now say, I am Luo, you are Kikuyu. It means that Christ could no longer bind us together. And the devil took advantage of it. And in the time of crisis, when the church should have been a unifying force and an example to all Kenyans, that in Christ there is neither Kikuyu nor Luo, the church failed. Because the soul was dominated not by the river of life, but the soul was overtaken by wild beasts. So tribal sentiments overtook the hearts of men, and the testimony of Jesus became of no effect. The church failed terribly. Yet in the midst of that, there were a few, hallelujah, who brought forth a testimony. They were able to rise above the tribal sentiments and walk in the spirit of Christ. Forever and ever, their testimony will stand. Hallelujah. There will be crisis again. Hallelujah. But God is raising up a church that will overcome. Hallelujah. And so God says, have dominion over the birds of the air, over the beasts of the field, over the creeping things, and over the fishes of the sea. What are we talking about? Praise the name of the Lord. What do the birds of the air represent to us? Hallelujah. Now, when we talk about the birds of the air, we're speaking about spirits. Spirits of pride. Spirits of arrogance. Spirits of high-mindedness. Hallelujah. Spirits of deception. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you read this parable of the sower? He said a sower went forth to sow seeds, and some fell by the wayside. He said that the foul birds of the air came and devoured them. Hallelujah. The foul birds of the air came and devoured them. And Jesus began to explain that parable. Hallelujah. He said that if a man hears this word and he does not understand it, that the devil comes and takes it away. Have you ever asked yourself a question? What is the devil doing with this word? Hallelujah. What is he doing with this word? Hallelujah. Jesus said, the word I speak to you, they are energy. Hallelujah. There is an energy in this word. Spirits need this energy to function. Now, if you have done physics before, physics says that energy is the ability to do work. Hallelujah. To function in the spirit realm, You need energy. Hallelujah. There are different forms of energy. There is chemical energy, electrical energy, right? Mechanical energy, right?
But
there's a kind of energy called spirit energy.
Hallelujah.
It's the highest form of energy. If you want to walk in the spirit, you need spirit energy. And you see, the words of God carry this energy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4 says that the word is quick. Quick means living, full of energy, active, powerful. Hallelujah. It is full of energy. When you receive it, it quickens your spirit man. Your spirit man becomes strong. Hallelujah. You have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It comes through the words that you hear. Now, not every word carries this energy. Hallelujah. There are words empty. Peter says some people speak great swelling words, but there is no spirit energy in it. Jesus said, it is the words that I speak to you. If I am speaking to you now, it is not Christ that is speaking. It's empty. So it is, you have to discern and test every ministry. Hallelujah. You have to test every ministry. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, devils use this same energy. Hallelujah. When you speak evil, Jesus said, don't speak evil of one another.
Yes, what is that?
Because those words, you see, you know, the Bible said that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, in case you don't know, the principle of life and death is one principle. When evil spirits take hold of it, they use it for evil purposes. Are we together? God's intention is to cut off these spirits from having access to that form of energy. You will notice that immediately man sinned, he began to move towards the tree of life. God says, cut this man off. You cannot touch this. There was a reason behind it. When man fell, he now became a habitation for unclean spirits. Revelation 18:2. Let's look at that. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. Hallelujah. I hope you are catching that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at this a little more. Are we there? Read verse 1 and verse 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Akalia kwa sauti kubwa akisema, "Umeanguka, umeanguka Babeli, ule mkuu umekuwa maskani ya mashetani na ng'ombe na kila roho chafu, na ng'ombe ya kila ndege chafu mwenye kuchukiza."
Hallelujah. Now just jump to verse 4 and read.
Kisha nikasikia sauti nyingine kutoka mbinguni ikisema, "Tokeni kwangu, enyi watu wangu, msishiriki dhambi zake, wala msipokee."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says that Babylon is fallen. Hallelujah. Babylon was used to be a vessel in God's hands. Hallelujah. But it has become a cage of every unclean spirit. Hallelujah. Every unclean and hateful bird is now dominating Babylon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will give you another illustration. A man came to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And said, "Master, where is your house? I want to come and stay with you." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen to this story very carefully.
Now,
he said, he was asking Jesus, "Where is your house?"
Yes, I want to be you.
Hallelujah. Now Jesus looked at the man.
Yes,
and he smiled.
Now,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now look at the irony. God's house was asking God, "Where is your house?" Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
God's house was asking God, "Where is your house?"
Hallelujah.
The man did not know that he was God's house. Now, Jesus told him something very peculiar. He said, "In my house, foxes are dwelling there." Hallelujah. In my house, unclean birds are dwelling there. But the owner of the house does not have a place in his house to lay his head. Hallelujah.
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 You know that Jesus had a physical house? Because another time, somebody said, "I want to stay with you." He said, "Come." Hallelujah. And he man came and spent about 3 days with him in the house. So he had a physical house. But this time he was speaking about his house. He said, "This house is presently occupied by birds of the air. It's occupied by wild beasts." But the man of the house, looking, he wants a place to lay his head. He wants a place where he will be heard. He wants a place where he will have dominion. He wants a place of rest. Now, you remember the story of Jacob. When Jacob was fleeing from Esau, he came to a place. There were many stones. But he took one stone and laid his head. That night he had a dream. He saw the heavens opened. And he saw a ladder. And he saw angels ascending and descending. And at the top of the ladder, a man stood and said, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac." When Jacob woke up the next morning, he said, "This is the house of God. This place where he laid his head." Hallelujah. He anointed the stone and said, "This place where the Son of Man laid his head, this is the house of God." God's house is those who allow him the place to lay his head. Hallelujah. He wants to drive out the wild beasts. He wants to drive out the birds. So that he can occupy his house again. Hallelujah. I want to show you another scripture from Jeremiah chapter 5. It's important that you understand that we are not talking fables. Hallelujah. That we're talking God's words. Jeremiah chapter 5. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to read from verse 26. From verse 26 to 31.
Itasoma. Maana katika watu wangu wameonekana watu waovu kuotea kama vile watu wategao mtego, kutega mtego na kunasa watu. Kama tundu lijavyo ndege, kadhalika nyumba zao zimejaa hila. Kwa hivyo wamekuwa wakuu, wamepata mali, wamewanda sana, wang'aa, wamepiga kiasi kwa matendo maovu, hawatetei madai ya yatima ili wapate kufanikiwa, wala hawaamui haki ya mhitaji. Je, nisiwapatilize kwa mambo hayo, asema Bwana? Nafsi yangu je, nisijilipize kisasi juu ya taifa la namna hili?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah was lamenting. He was expressing the burden in the heart of God. He says, among my people, among the church, I found wicked men. In fact, my translation says criminals. God says they are criminals inside the church. Hallelujah. He calls them wicked men. They lay wait. That is, they set traps. How do they set traps? With the words of their mouth. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. It says that we be henceforth no more children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, and by the cunning craftiness of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. They set traps to ambush men. They use the word of God to set traps. And they bind the souls of men. He said, where men set traps to catch birds, they snare men, they trap men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, as the cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Hallelujah. So the soul is also like a bird. David said, my soul escapes like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. These fowler, brethren, are wicked men in God's house. They catch men in their congregations. Hallelujah. And keep them there. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are talking about spirits walking in the souls of men, things in the personality of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, God told the children of Israel, there are some birds that are clean and some unclean. So don't eat unclean birds. Hallelujah. There are certain personalities, certain ministries you should not partake of. Hallelujah. Their words are full of deceit. Don't partake of it, because they snare men. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's move on to the next one quickly. He said, have dominion over the beasts of the field. Hallelujah. The Bible has a lot to say about wild beasts. But these are spirits that have to do with our emotions. So you have things like anger, malice, jealousy, hatred, envy, whatever. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. These spirits can dominate a person. You know, even Paul was speaking about the house of God. He said, if you bite and devour one another, you will consume each other. It's the nature of wild beasts. Hallelujah. Are we together? Now I will tell you a story. There was a young man, his name was Joseph. Hallelujah. Because his father loved him, his brethren hated him. In fact, they wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. Eventually they sold him off into slavery. When they came back to their father, hallelujah, they tore his clothes, killed an animal, sprinkled the blood on the clothes, and they told their father, a wild beast had devoured him. Now, they were speaking prophetically, because they were the wild beasts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, they hated their brother. Hatred is a wild beast. When you see a life dominated by hatred, spiritually, that man is a wild beast. When you see a life dominated by envy and malice, don't eat of that. Hallelujah. Don't allow such person to come close to you, because they will bite and devour you. Hallelujah. In Leviticus chapter 17, God told the children of Israel, when you bring me an offering as an animal, don't bring me an animal that has been torn by wild beasts. Don't offer it to me. I will not accept it. Hallelujah. When our lives is dominated by bitterness, by envy, by hatred, by anger, our offerings are not acceptable before God. He said, if you have an offering to bring and you have a problem with your brother, he said, keep that offering. Go and settle with your brother. I will not accept that offering. He said, let nothing be done through strife. That is, I think that's Philippians chapter 3. Let nothing be done through strife. Whether you're praying or preaching or doing any service, let it not be done in strife and contention. Hallelujah. God says, I will not accept that offering. It is a waste of time. Hallelujah. It is an animal that has been torn by wild beasts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to move on to the third one. It says, have dominion over the creeping things. Hallelujah. In the book of Leviticus chapter 11, God began to speak to the Israelites. He said, whatever creepeth upon the belly shall be an abomination to you. Now, what does that mean?
Hallelujah.
The belly speaks of our appetites. Hallelujah. There were certain ministries, Paul said that their God is their belly. Hallelujah. Why they are preaching is because they want, I don't know if you know what this is. He said their mind is set on earthly things. He says, from such men, turn away. Turn away from them. Their God is their belly. Paul said that they serve not Christ, but they serve their belly. I'm sure you know where the scriptures are. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You can find out. I say they deceive men with fair speeches. They speak interesting words. Say, turn away from them. You see, the power of the enemy is in the belly. When God judged the serpent, hallelujah, he said, upon your belly you shall crawl, and dust you shall eat. Hallelujah. Now you know that serpents don't eat ordinary dust, physical dust. So what was God talking about? Hallelujah. God is saying that when your life is dominated by carnality, your appetite is set upon earthly things, hallelujah, you become food for the serpent. Hallelujah. The devil takes energy from you. He keeps taking life from you. Hallelujah. He drains you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, these creeping things. In fact, I think it was the book of the Psalm, he said, my belly cleaveth to the earth. I am attached to the carnal things. My soul bows to the earth. These things are dominating my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus says, he said, when these things begin to happen, look up. He didn't say you should be looking into the sky. There's nothing happening in the sky. He said, set your affections on things above. Hallelujah. Set your mind on things above. Set your desire on things above. Where Christ seated at the throne of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will tell you another thing about these creeping things. Hallelujah. When creeping things walk, they walk like this. Their ways are not very straight. Do you know anybody like that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are men whose ways are like this. This is how they move, right? Hallelujah. They don't walk straight. He said, such things are an abomination to you. Your ways must be straight. Your life must be straight. He says, let your feet be straight before you, right? Hallelujah. This is the character of the man that God wants to is bringing up. The church today is full of criminals. I don't know about Kenya, but in Nigeria, it's full of men whose ways are not straight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another thing about these creeping things is their tongue. Their tongue. They have double tongue. Hallelujah. He says an elder must not be double-tongued. A lot of Christians cannot speak straight. Paul said there's no truth in their mouth. Hallelujah. He says, let your yes be what? Your yes. Let your no be your no. Hallelujah. 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 When God says, let us make man, he had a particular kind of man. Not just a church goer. Hallelujah. But a man who will have dominion. Now, I want us to look at something in Acts chapter 10. You know, sometimes people really need to see the scriptures clearly to be able to understand that we're not just talking, fables. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. Amen. Hallelujah. And we read from verse 9. Hallelujah. Read from verse 9 to verse 16.
Akaona mbingu zimefunuka na chombo kishuka kama nguo kubwa inateremshwa kwa pembe zake nne hata nchi, ambayo ndani yake walikuwamo aina zote za wanyama wenye miguu minne na hao watambaao na ndege wa angani. Kisha sauti ikamjia ikisema, ondoka Petro, ujichinje ule. Lakini Petro akasema, hasha Bwana, kwa maana sijakula kamwe kitu kilicho kichafu au najisi. Sauti ikamjia mara ya pili ikamwambia, vilivyotakaswa na Mungu usiviite wewe najisi. Jambo hili likatendeka mara tatu, kisha kile chombo kikapokelewa tena mbinguni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now Peter had an encounter with the Lord. God was about to open the gospel to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Prior to this, the gospel had been for the Jews only. Hallelujah. So he showed Peter a vision. He said, the heavens were opened. And he saw a vessel coming down from heaven. It was tied at four corners: the mind, the will, the desire, and the emotions. Hallelujah. And this vessel was coming down. That tells you it has to do with the soul of a man. Are we together? Okay. Now, inside this vessel, we see birds, we see beasts, we see creeping things, and we see fishes. Praise the name of the Lord. Good. And a voice says, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Peter said, no, Lord. Nothing unclean has ever entered my mouth. And the voice said to Peter, what God has cleansed, don't call unclean. Now, this happened three times, and the vessel was taken up to heaven. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to verse 28. Hallelujah. Read verse 28. Hallelujah. He says, God has shown me not to call any man. Hallelujah. So the birds, the beasts, the creeping things, and the fishes speak about who? I want to hear it from you. About man, right? About man, right? God says I should not call any man common or unclean. So we're not dealing with natural animals. Because Bible is very clear on that, isn't it? That every animal is what? Is clean. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Physical animals, right? But we're dealing with something spiritual. Man. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're dealing with personalities. We're dealing with human beings. Things working in our personality. Now, in the Bible, eating is fellowship. Hallelujah. Eating is what? Fellowship. Jesus said, eat of me. Hallelujah. When we break bread, We eat one of another. It's fellowship. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, there are two tables. One is the table of the Lord, the other is the table of devils. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are to eat of the table of the Lord, not to eat of the table of devils. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to give you another scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39. Hallelujah. Paul said there, he said, all flesh is not the same flesh. Hallelujah. All flesh is not the same flesh. One flesh of man, one flesh of birds, one flesh of beasts or fishes. Now what does that mean? It means that your problem is not, may not be my problem. Your weakness may not be my weakness. Hallelujah. We all have weaknesses. Praise the name of the Lord. But your weakness may be different from my own. Hallelujah. But God tells us something. I think that's Deuteronomy chapter 4. Hallelujah. He says, don't make an image. Hallelujah. Of birds. Don't make an image of beasts. Don't make an image of creeping things. Don't make an image of fishes in the sea. Don't bow to them. Don't submit to them. Don't let these things dominate and rule your life. Hallelujah. Don't yield to them. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, we are talking about spiritual things. And finally, we talk about the fishes in the sea. Hallelujah. This speaks of our desires. Here you have things like sexual uncleanness. We have things like sexual uncleanness. All forms of uncleanness. Things that have to do with our desires. Homosexuality. Homosexuality. You know. All forms, lasciviousness and all that. It speaks about our desire. That includes covetousness also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are not to be ruled by our desires. I'll give you one illustration. There was a man called Jonah. Hallelujah. There was a man called Jonah. Now, God said, Jonah, go to Nineveh and declare my word. Hallelujah. Go to Nineveh and declare my word. And Jonah fled from the Lord. He entered a ship going to a place called Tarshish. Now, if you take your Bible and write Tarshish, Tarshish was a great commercial center. Hallelujah. If you look at the time, during the time of Solomon, hallelujah, Solomon used to send ship to Tarshish. They would go there, they would buy things. They came back with apes. Apes speak about foolishness. Apes, hallelujah. Peacocks, speaking about pride. Hallelujah. So God wanted Jonah to go and preach his word to Nineveh. Jonah went to do business. Hallelujah. He had a desire for something else. And God arranged something for him. Hallelujah. The ship began to rock. Jonah ended up in the belly of the whale. and he was swallowed up by a fish. If you look at Romans chapter 1, praise the name of the Lord, about verse 23, if I'm correct. Hallelujah. Romans 1. Hallelujah. Verse 24. Okay, let's start from verse 18. Read from verse 18. And read down. Romans chapter 1. Romans 1 from verse 18.
Kwa maana ghadhabu ya Mungu imedhihirishwa kutoka mbinguni juu ya uasi wote na uovu wa wanadamu waipingao kweli kwa uovu, kwa kuwa mambo ya Mungu yanayojulikana yalikuwa dhahiri ndani yao, kwa maana Mungu aliwadhihirishia kwa sababu mambo yake yasiyoonekana tangu kuumbwa ulimwengu yanaonekana na kufahamika kwa kazi zake, yaani uweza wake wa milele na Mungu wake, hata wasiwe na udhuru, kwa sababu walipomjua Mungu hawakutukuza kuwa ndiye Mungu wala kumshukuru, bali walipotea katika uzushi wao na mioyo yao yenye ujinga ikatiwa giza, wakijinena kuwa wenye hekima, walipumbazika wakaubadili utukufu wa Mungu asiye na udhalimu kwa mfano wa sura ya binadamu aliye na uharibifu na ya ndege na ya wanyama na ya vitambaavyo. Kwa ajili ya hayo Mungu aliwaacha katika tamaa za mioyo yao waufuate uchafu, hata wakavunjiana heshima miili yao. Kwa maana walibadili kweli ya Mungu kwa kuwa kwa uongo wakajisujudia kiumbe na kuabudu badala ya Mungu anayehimidiwa milele. Amina.
Where did you stop?
I stopped in verse 25.
25. Okay, no problem. Let me just continue from there. You can read the rest later.
Okay.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It says here that because men knew God, hallelujah, and they refused to worship him as God. Now in verse 20 of this chapter, we're going to learn an important principle. Hallelujah. It says that the invisible things of God, spiritual things, can be seen and understood by the things that are made. So that the visible is actually a shadow of the spiritual. Hallelujah. It was because of this that Jesus taught us in parables and used visible things to teach us about invisible things. So you see, animals represent nature and spirits in us. You see dogs, pigs, dove, do you understand that? Serpent. Those things speak about natures in us. The Bible is not a book of, you know, animal science. It's not a book of agriculture. It's not a book of geography. All those things have to do with you. Everything in the Bible relates to you. Until you are able to relate the Bible to your life, you have not started reading the Bible. Bible is not a book of information. The Bible is about you. If you read about a mountain, read about a valley, it's all about you. Hallelujah. Read about a desert, That's you. You read about a river. That's you. Everything you read in the Bible is all about you. Now, until you see the Bible in that way, you become a theologian. People read the Bible and discuss it, but they're not able to relate the Bible to themselves. Hallelujah. That's why the world in their wisdom cannot know God. The world in their wisdom, they cannot know God. So a man can be a professor of religion and he doesn't know God. So Jesus said, I hid it from the wise and the prudent. He said, I hid these things from the wise and the prudent. I reveal it unto babes. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus said, Moses spoke about me. So we see the tabernacle of Moses. He's speaking about Christ. Whatever speaks about Christ also speaks about you. Whatever is true about the head is also true about the body. Wherever you find the head, there you must see the body. The head without the body is none. The body without the head is nothing. That is why God designates you. He has made himself incomplete without you. He has also made you incomplete without him. So the body is for the Lord, and the Lord is also for the body. The rest of God is you, and your rest is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, so I want to round up. God is saying to us that he wants to raise a body of overcomers. To raise a body of overcomers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he is in the process of doing that today. I want to set one principle before I close. And that's the principle of life and death. Now, when man sinned, death came to man. Hallelujah. Now, there are different kinds of death. Hallelujah. The first dimension of death is spiritual death. Hallelujah. Now, that death takes place in your spirit. Hallelujah. God told man, the day you eat this fruit, you shall die. God was speaking in two dimensions. Hallelujah. First of all, that physical day, man died in his spirit. It was something instantaneous. Hallelujah. It happened like you switch off a light bulb. You know, the spirit of a man is called the lamp of God. Hallelujah. It is the lamp of God. It says it illuminates the inward parts of the belly. The belly speaks of the soul. Hallelujah. So when man sinned, the lamp went off. So in Proverbs, you read that the lamp of the wicked shall be put off. Hallelujah. He died in his spirit. The second category of death is a moral death. Hallelujah. A moral death. It takes place in the soul and is a long process. From Genesis chapter 2-3, when man sinned, death entered into his soul and the soul began to decay. His personality began to change. He rejected the glory of the invisible God and began to take the glory of four-footed creature. Now, when you see the term four-footed creature in the Bible, it speaks about a soulish personality. A man whose life is not dominated by the spirit, but by the soulish carnal nature. He said he began to worship four-footed creature. Just like Israel made a golden calf. They rejected the personality of Christ and took on the nature of the beast. Hallelujah. And so this transformation continued. In fact, by the time of Genesis chapter 6, in the days of Noah, darkness has so worked in man's personality. His mind was so bad. Every thought was evil. He couldn't think straight again. Every imagination was evil. Hallelujah. His personality had undergone a change. This process Paul calls it the bondage of corruption. The bondage of decay. Hallelujah. Taking place in the soul. So the decay of the soul is a long process. Now the third realm of death is physical death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The final category of death is called the second death, which is the lake of fire, which is the final death. Hallelujah. Now when God begins to save a man, he starts in his spirit. Hallelujah. This life of God comes back into your spirit. The light of God comes back again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the man comes alive. Praise the name of the Lord. He is reconnected back to God. He can relate with God again. He can hear God again. The Spirit of God begins to bear witness again with his spirit. You are now my son. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. But that is not the end of the business. It is just the beginning. Hallelujah. Now Peter tells us that the end of our faith, the destination of our faith, the goal of our faith, the purpose of our Christian life is the salvation of our soul. Hallelujah. He said the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. He said, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul? The money put in this world cannot be compared with the value of your soul. This was a treasure that God saw, and he went and sold all that he had to purchase that treasure. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. All the money in Kenya, plus America, plus the whole of Europe, cannot be compared to your soul. Don't sell yourself cheap. A price was paid for your soul. The most precious thing in the whole of God's creation, the blood of his son, the very life of God, was the price that was paid for you. Hallelujah. So as we begin to open up to the word of God, Hallelujah. He said, receive with meekness, James, this engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. It's able to change you. It's able to transform you. Hallelujah. You see, when man sinned, he took the nature of the beast. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us that the nature of the beast goes downwards. The spirit of the beast gravitates towards the earth. The spirit of the beast loves the things of the earth. It's a process that goes towards destruction. Say, but the spirit of a man, it goes upwards towards God. Hallelujah. When life comes back to you again, you begin to receive an appetite for spiritual things. You begin to have a desire to touch the things of the spirit, to draw near to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You no longer worship the beast. There are those who worship the beast. Some people think that the beast is somewhere, a statue somewhere. The beast is something within your personality. It's something within your nature. Only one man can make war against the beast. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Daniel said, I saw this beast, and the beast was destroyed, and his body was given to the burning flame. If you open up to the Lord, open up to the word of God. Hallelujah. He said there was war in heaven. This heaven is the heaven of your soul. The dragon is fighting to retain dominion over your soul. He said, but he was not strong enough, and his power was broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His power was broken. He was cast down to the earth. He can only deal with those who dwell upon the earth. Don't dwell upon the earth, because that is where the power of the dragon is. Dwell in the heavens. He says, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell therein. Hallelujah. I want to dwell in the heavens. That is where Christ has established for me to dwell. To walk in the spirit. To set my heart on the things of the spirit. Hallelujah. He says, woe to the earth and the dwellers therein. And those who dwell there. Woe to the earth and to the dwellers there. Because the dragon has come down there. Hallelujah. The dragon is that serpent. But when he was in Genesis, he was just an ordinary serpent. But when you see him in Revelation, he has grown very big. He has even developed wings. You may wonder what that means. When one country, and somebody asked me, what was the dragon eating that made him grow like that? He was eating men and women. And growing fat and big. Hallelujah. Don't become food for the dragon. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I believe that God is putting a picture across to us, which if we can capture with our hearts. Hallelujah. The purpose of God becomes clearer and clearer. The final part of our salvation is the change that comes to our body. But if you don't get the first, you will not get the second. If you don't get the second, you will not get the third. So some people will tell you that we shall be changed. Not all will be changed. There are different kinds of resurrection. Some will resurrect unto glory. Some will resurrect unto shame and contempt. Hallelujah. If you allow God to complete his process in your soul, God guarantees you that your body will be changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it says that the change will come at the last trump.
Hallelujah.
What trump? What trump? Trumpet.
Okay.
The last trumpet. Hallelujah. Some people are waiting for a last trumpet when they have not heard the first trumpet. Hallelujah. 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 You must hear the first trumpet. You must hear the second one. You must hear the third trumpet. You may wonder, what do these trumpets mean? The trumpet is the word of God. But God has various emphasis. As you progress in him. I'm sure my brother will be talking about the tabernacle. There were seven furnitures in the tabernacle, each representing a progression in God. The first trumpet you hear is the trumpet of salvation. That trumpet that says, receive Jesus Christ. If you respond to that first one, you can move to the second one, which is the trumpet of baptisms. Baptized in water, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And be baptized into Christ. You keep moving. Hallelujah. As you progress from one trumpet to the other trumpet, there is a final trump, which is the trumpet of the man child. The man child, as represented by the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. That will be for another time. Praise the name of the Lord. But God has so much for us, brethren, beyond religion. Hallelujah. Beyond the bread and butter Christianity, God is inviting us to share of his own life, to allow him to transform us so that we can become partakers of the divine nature. He said, unto us are given exceeding great and precious promises. If we respond to these promises, we shall become partakers of the divine nature. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I would request that we stand on our feet. And I want us just to go before the Lord. And as we go before the Lord,